was able to enjoy a nice spring training yesterday. I actually almost made it through the whole nine innings. Actually, the Kansas City Royals and Oakland A's. Kansas City made a storming comeback in the seventh and eighth inning. Really a good, fun game. We were very fortunate that Rosie on the House personnel, broadcast engineer, creative spot writer, Mike Riesch, threw out the opening pitch of that game. Mike, what would you call that pitch?
I don't know.
Was that like the looping changeup?
Maybe a junk ball? Well, like I told you earlier, it's my slider, my curveball, my fastball, all of them.
And you can see it on Facebook.
Yes, you can. I'll have to post the video. We haven't got the video up yet, but we've got pictures of it. So congratulations, Mike. You can take the bucket list now. You have now thrown an opening pitch in a professional baseball game. You did a great job. You look good out there. You did Rosie on the House proud. Very good job. Yeah, you bet. Folks, we're here, as we are every Saturday morning, with Mike at the broadcast booth. Our call screener, Julia, on standby to take your call at 1-7-4348. My son and co-host, Romy, as well as my wife, Jennifer, all here in studio to answer any question you might have about your house cabin. In the 9 o'clock hour, we generally just throw the topic right back at your house. You bring us any question you might have about fixing up, repair, modeling, any part of your house, and we'll do the best we can to coach you through it. If it is a do-it-yourself project you'd like to tackle, you and your favorite little handy person in the house under the roof, together we can coach you through it. We can actually help you. We can recommend brand names of tools, brand names of products, things that we've seen work better than others. We can give you tips and tricks of the trade. We've been building and remodeling here in Arizona, from Nogales to Page, from Springerville to Ehrenberg, and every place in between for the last 25 years. Give us a ring. Let us know what you're trying to tackle this weekend, and we'll do everything we can to put all of our resources together for you, the Arizona homeowner, because here at Rosie on the House, it's our goal, it's our objective to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. Let us know what you're working on today.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.
And at 10 o'clock hour, we've flown in a special specialist guest all the way from Dallas, Texas, from PPG Paints, and we're going to be talking about painting, not so much how to paint, but how to even get started thinking about painting, the color selection process.
Sometimes that's the hardest part.
Most people do it all wrong.
And they're getting ready to make the color selection process harder because they're introducing how many?
600. I don't even want to talk about that.
600 new colors. How many more shades of white is that?
Somebody's insane, that's for sure. Their research and development team needs to come out in the field for. There ought to be three colors of white, three colors of yellow, three colors
boring.
Of
boring.
I mean, you ought to be able to reduce a fan deck to about 12 fans.
Now they've got so many new things that we'll talk about between phone apps and programs on the computer that make it so easy. You just won't even be able to complain when you're all done.
Well, I hope not. I've certainly had my surprises, and I've certainly worked with plenty of homeowners who simply when you scroll out a fan deck, and Carlene's going to be here, and I'm a challenger on this because she is the color coordinator for the Western Regional United States, everything west of the Mississippi River. So she has a big role, a big responsibility. It's going to be fun to have her here, but really, honestly, 37 shades of mint green. Really? I've seen women break down and cry when they're trying to make their color selection in a room with, we've put 15 or 16 samples on the wall, you know, and they just break down. They lose it. It's worse than that.
The good thing about paint is you can always paint over it. You get that.
That's true.
When you get concrete down and set, that ain't a cheap process or an easy process to start over on concrete. At least on painting, you can start over.
Well, listen, y'all stay tuned because we'll be covering paint and color selections and processes and trends all in the 10 o'clock hour. We'd love to have y'all's input and questions on that. We've been getting a lot of questions. We had a lot of questions. I owe two apologies out. You know, we were broadcasting live from the home show last weekend, and the little notes that told me what I was supposed to do after the show.
What did we forget?
I think they got left there or something.
Ooh.
And I just realized last night there were two guys that were looking for me to show up at their house this week that never heard from me. So got to make that up to them here this week. So that means don't let me commit to any follow-through on the show this week, okay?
No free house visits to tie up your week.
I got some hangover follow-up to do that we'll make sure we're going to get taken care of that.
Is there a Palomo for that? Wasn't that one of the cures? Is that pomelo?
Yeah. Well, of all the things it listed, it cures just about everything, it looks like.
Running up to Prescott on Tuesday, so I'll be out of town all that day. Going to enjoy a day up in the Quad City area and meeting all of our Rosie on the House certified partners up there. And I want y'all to realize, those of you who've been listening to us in the Valley for so long, you know, we're building this referral network out statewide. And I know a lot of you have caught on, but some of you haven't yet. You listen to the show and don't realize we've got this website, rosieonthehouse.com. And we have it divided by segment. We have it divided by Flagstaff, Sedona, the Quad City area, Prescott. We've got Phoenix. We've got Tucson. We've got Green Valley. And if y'all are looking for great contractors, we are trying to get you covered no matter where you go in Arizona. Those of you in Phoenix have been using our network for 15, 20 years. Know not to let anybody on your property that isn't Rosie certified. And we're trying to spread that. The message is certainly getting out in Tucson. I can't believe the feedback and the momentum we've got down in Tucson. Now we just need to move that north up on top of the rim.
There were homeowners at the home show in Glendale last week that came up from Tucson.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Because they heard it on the show. Well, you know, Saba's going to, you know, we'll be at Saba in 3 weeks. You could have waited.
No. Saba home shows in two weekends, I think. And we're going to be doing demonstrations on Fix a Leak. That is Fix a Leak Week is coming up. I think it's next week. We'll be demonstrating in the Saba Home Show on stage actually how to stop leaks in and around your house, at the hose bibs, at the kitchen sink, at the shower valve, at the bathroom lavatory, at the angle stops, at the washing machine, how you can maybe save yourself a service call from a plumber by just seeing once or twice how to get into those valves and those mechanisms and repair or replace the part that's causing the leak. We'll be demonstrating that, as well as how to install crown molding, chair rail, and architectural baseboard. If you see it done once or twice, it makes a big difference on what the final job looks like. So we'll be demonstrating both those things all 3 days, Saba Home Show in 2 weeks. Hope to see you there.
Guy in Peoria, welcome to the program. How may we help you this Saturday morning?
Hi, I had a question about my pool. I've noticed that whenever the system is running, I get a lot of rattling in the pipes in my house, in the attic, and in my master bedroom. And I'm wondering if you would have an idea what causes that.
That's peculiar. Do you have an automatic filler on the pool?
I'm sorry, what?
An automatic filler, water filler that keeps it at the level automatically?
Yeah, I have I have one of those.
Okay. My just first gut reaction is you mentioned the rattling occurs in your house when the filter system is on. I'm wondering if we don't have some kind of a leak in the plumbing of the pool that when it turns on causes the automatic filler to ask for water being delivered. And that's creating a, depending on where they tap that supply back in on your house, that isn't creating a little air hammer back in the house. The first thing I would tell you to do, Guy, is get down to your True Value or your Ace Hardware store and buy yourself a pressure gauge. You can get one of those for under $10. Make sure all the water in your house is turned off. Screw the gauge onto the hose bib where the water enters your house. If your pressure
will do you no good to do it on the back of the house.
No, do you no good to do it on the back of the house. And then turn that hose bib on full blast and see if you're registering about 60 or 65 pounds. If you're registering much higher than that, a pressure regulation valve mounted right there and set to 60 or 65 pounds, I'm guessing could probably solve the problem. Your whole house may be overpressurized. Check it and see if that works. If you're at 60 or 65 pounds and you're still doing it and it's only coming on when the pump comes on, go turn your automatic filler off and eliminate that as a possibility. And let's see if that doesn't solve the problem. The only reason your pool pump coming on would ask the plumbing in your house to be vibrating is if it's asking for that plumbing in the house to supply it with something. Let's eliminate those two things and we'll go from there. Appreciate the call, guy, from Peoria, right here in our attempt to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
This next call is a little scary. It's not April yet and already getting calls on air conditioning. Warm spring.
Oh, I got
gonna have a long summer.
And who is our caller?
Gail. Good morning,
ma'am. Morning, Gail.
Good morning. I have an addition that I'm putting onto my house. I was going to do two separate air conditionings because it's set up for like a mother-in-law unit. And I had an air conditioner guy come out to give me an estimate. And then he started talking to me about a split unit that the main house would run off of the unit. And then when I used the other part of the house, the addition, that it would kick on another part of the air conditioner. Can you explain to me what he's talking about and would it benefit me to do it that way?
Gail, it's a great consideration. It's excellent testimony to this man's expertise that he even brought it up. What we call mini splits could be an excellent opportunity to condition the inside of a room that's only used periodically. I don't have time to go into it right now. I'm going to ask you to hang on. We're going to take a little quick break, and I'm going to come back, and we're not only going to talk about mini splits and room additions, but we're also going to talk about something very, very important that happened in the last 30 days you all need to be aware of so you'll know best how to save on your air conditioning bill this summer. Y'all stay tuned. I'll cover it right when we get back.